For cycling fans, the Tour de France is both a magnificent challenge and a chance to get to know some new parts of the country. This year, 180 cyclists are following a route that's more than 2,000 miles, passing through hundreds of towns and villages along the way. And there's twice the excitement this year, as Anita Elash explains.
With its 12th-century cathedral and picture-perfect setting in the southern French Alps, the town of Amprang welcomes tens of thousands of tourists every year. But this weekend, it's bursting at the seams with visitors who have come to watch as the Tour de France leaves for two of the toughest mountain climbs in the race. Nearly every hotel room in the region has been booked for months. At the Saturday morning market in the sprawling town square, merchants like fruit vendor Sophie Pianfetti are doing a booming business.
Merci. Passez une bonne journée. Merci vous aussi.
Her sales are up more than 30%.
Nous on est installés depuis 7h30 et depuis...
We've been here since 7:30 this morning, and since 8 we've been overwhelmed, she says. People are preparing picnics to go watch the Tour de France, so it's been a very good market day. Amprang last hosted the Tour de France 34 years ago. This year, there are two stages starting from Amprang, the first time that's happened in the Tour's 95-year history. The Tour has taken over the town. The roads have been repaved, and Amprang is festooned with balloons, flags, and paper hearts, all in the Tour's official color, yellow. The local busker is raking it in from the crowds of cycling fans, and even the traffic circles and streetlights are decorated with French flags and multicolored bicycles. André Rouny, who works at the local sewage plant, has made a special effort to show his support for the Tour.
C'est une combinaison de travail.
Rouny lives right at the start line. He spent 3 days building straw replicas of cyclists dressed in the yellow leader's jersey, green stage winner's jersey, and polka dot best climber jersey, and attaching them to his house. When you see them climbing hills and in the mountains, that's one thing, but it's nothing like this, he says. Having them start right outside my house twice is really exceptional. It's something I've never seen before, and I will probably never see again. The residents of Amprang have stayed loyal to the Tour de France despite the doping scandals that have plagued the event. They hope the extensive television coverage of the Tour's two departures will draw international attention to their town and bring even more tourists next year. But not everyone is thrilled to see the cyclists pass through. All the roads have been blocked off, and local resident Pascale Godefroy says she had to park her car half a mile from her home. The days of the race, I have to leave for work 2 hours early, just so I don't interfere with the Tour, she says. It's just too much. The competitors climb their highest peak today. Then they'll leave the Alps and head for Paris and Sunday's finish on the Champs-Élysées. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Amprang.